With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It's been just over a month now since Hamas launched its bloody attack against Israel, and Israel's been responding. Meanwhile, military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis told the Salem Radio Network there is a shift in strategy in Iran's involvement.
Not only keep the tension high in the region, but have proxies that are working the international stage through at this point, nonviolent actions.
McGinnis says this proxy war is the mechanism to bring the horror of the October 7th massacre of Israelis to American shores in an effort to force the U.S. to abandon Israel. Biden administration officials and the permanent representative of Israel to the United Nations are scheduled to testify during two high-profile House panel hearings on Israel's war against Hamas.
A House Foreign Affairs subcommittee is convening a hearing Tuesday morning on anti-Semitism at the United Nations, featuring testimony from Ambassador Gilad Erdan, Israel's representative to the UN. Later in the day, two high-level Biden administration officials would testify before the full House Foreign Affairs Committee during a hearing called, quote, Friend and Ally, U.S. Support for Israel After Hamas's barbaric attack.
That's correspondent Edwin Mora on Capitol Hill. A mother in Uvalde, Texas, whose 10-year-old daughter was among those killed in the Robb Elementary School shooting, has lost her run for mayor. Kimberly Mata Rubio said even though she lost the election, she can still benefit the community.
So much hurt, and I wanted to be a part of helping that. I can still do that. And as far as why I do everything for Lexi, Lexi is always with me. I take her no matter where I go.
Kimberly Mata Rubio has pushed for stricter gun laws and police accountability. This is SRN News. The nation's attorneys general are split on parental rights.
A group of 19 AGs have signed a brief in a Maryland case stating that moms and dads should not have the right to opt their kids out of lessons that promote the LGBT lifestyle. Members of the group of 19 include attorneys general from California, New York, and Oregon. Meanwhile, 23 AGs have weighed in on the parents' side in this case, including those from Virginia, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, and Texas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling for reform in Sri Lanka. The commission says the government must amend or repeal current discriminatory policies and legislation to allow for greater religious freedom for Christian, Hindu, and Muslim communities. Persecution, especially of Christians, is said to be on the rise in Sri Lanka, and violence is becoming commonplace against Christian believers. This is SRN News. A man with a gun was arrested on Tuesday across from Union Station on Capitol Hill. Norman Hall reports U.S. Capitol Police say it's too early now to know what the man's motive was in brandishing the semi-automatic weapon.
U.S. Capitol Police say a man armed with a long gun was in a park outside Senate office buildings and across from Washington's Union Station. Capitol Police Chief Tom Manger says the man was walking slowly with the weapon pointed down, but refused responding officers' orders to drop the weapon.
The officers came up behind him. One officer who had a taser tasered him in the back. He fell forward onto his gun. At that point, the officers took him into custody.
The gun appeared to be an AR-15-style semi-automatic. Manger says the suspect has a history of mental health challenges. The arrest came on the same day the Supreme Court heard arguments on a gun safety law. Norman Hall, Washington.
You'll find more of these stories at townhall.com.